Baba?
Yes, my son.
Tell me a story.
Which one?
The story of home.
The Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. The mantle passed from warrior to warrior.
Your Highness?
Now, because your friend murdered my father, I also wear the mantle of king. So I ask you, as both warrior and king, how long do you think you can keep your friend safe from me?
Stand up. You are a king.
King! T'Challa!
I am king of Wakanda.
Wakanda forever!
And it is my responsibility to make sure our people are safe.
You are a son of a murderer!
Your father killed his old brother.
In my culture, death is not the end. It's more of a stepping off point.
I don't need a suit to kill you.
Ah! The reign is over!
Ah! Is this your king? Ah! Is this your king?
Ah! I'm the king now.
Ah! No powers! No claws! No special tutor! Just a boy!
I want to be a great king, Baba.
Kill him who you are!
You're a good man. With a good heart.
I am Prince T'Challa! Son of King T'Chaka!
I never yielded! As you can see, I am not dead!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is your boy James, aka Hollywood J Black, live in the building once again. Thank you for watching the Overtime Sports Show. We are now week three into the NBA playoffs. Playoffs, yes, playoffs. We kind of know where we're at. We kind of know how things are going to go. Things are kind of going the way that we kind of thought they were going to go. Some things not the way that we thought we were going to go, and we're going to elaborate on that. As you saw in the beginning, for those that are out of the loop, Chadwick Boseman, the actor that played Black Panther, Jackie Robinson in 42, he was in The Five Bloods, a bunch of other different really black cultural movies, passed away. It is sad. It was hard kind of trying to explain to my son who loved Captain America. He had a little soft spot for the Black Panther, knowing the culture and knowing what it means to the culture. So I like to express my deepest condolences to Chadwick Boseman's family. And if for anybody that took this one hard, because this one was a rough one. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. This one was a rough death to deal with. I mean, we've already lost Kobe. We already lost, countless others due to coronavirus. And we just feel like we just keep losing and not gaining anything. In fact, emphasis on the NBA because of this. those that have also been living under a rock. Like, if you're really watching this show and you're living under a rock, I'm sorry. If you're listening on the podcast, I don't know how you cannot know about the protests that happened. So the NBA essentially shut down for 3 days. Players walked out of, they said they're not going to take the court anymore. Earlier this week, an African-American male by the name of Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times while being apprehended by the police, which is, if you look at the video, this is, I'm not for political discussion, but this one was a rough one. This one was one of those things that it kind of just was too much. Now, there's probably going to be people on here that are going to justify it. There's probably going to be people on here that vehemently disagree with what I have to say. And, you know, I don't care. I don't. Listen, if you want an objective opinion from me, it is very simple. There were 3 cops involved. 3 cops failed to apprehend 1 person. 3 cops failed. And with a bunch of people outside, failed to take down 1 person who they perceived as a threat. Now, the thing about this is that we don't know what happened in the 2 minutes that the cops got there and when Jacob Blake got shot. We don't know any of that. And so how did we get from my biggest question that I present to everybody else, and nobody has an answer to this situation, this. So how do we go from basically, like Drake says, from 0 to 100 real quick? Because shit changed in less than 2 minutes. We went from responding to a domestic call to killing somebody in the back. Now, I don't know about you, but we know that tensions are always high when these domestic situations come. We already know that tensions are high when tempers get flared and things get said and people say things they didn't really mean and shit like that. But we went from 0 to 100. 2 minutes of verbal, which then turned into, we saw 40 seconds. I want to say about 30 seconds. We see Jacob Blake and the police officer fighting each other, had each other in a headlock. At some point, Jacob Blake breaks free. He got hit by a taser. He still didn't stop him. He goes over to his car. And that's when the reports get mixed. Some people try to say that Jacob Blake had a knife on him. The problem is that if he had a knife on him when he was scuffling with the cop would have seen the knife and then shot him dead then. So that part has already been eliminated. He went to the car because there must have been a discussion at some point that the cop knew that Jacob Blake had a knife in his car, which is why Jacob Blake went to the car. I don't know. Actually, let me phrase that. I don't know if that's why Jacob Blake went to the car. We don't know if that's why. But I'm pretty sure after dealing with the police and getting to a fight, as it was probably, again, just a domestic dispute between 2 people, that this shit happens. And it's sad. It's sad. And meanwhile, during the middle of a protest, a 17-year-old kid illegally possessing a firearm goes across the border, quote unquote, to defend people, ends up shooting 3 people, killing 2 of them. There are people calling that man a hero, people calling Jacob Blake the devil. We know which subsect of people those are, unfortunately. There ain't no way. Listen, if I, who cannot possess a gun, go somewhere and still defend myself possessing a gun, it's one thing if I'm in my house protecting my home, because there was a Supreme Court case on this. It's one thing if I was in my home protecting my home, defending my home with somebody else's gun. At that point, I have the right to defend my home by any means necessary. This man illegally possessed a firearm, illegally crossed over to another state with said firearm, and quote unquote, defending himself. Everything of all, well, that goes out the window. There's no castle doctrine. There's no stand your ground. He illegally possessed the firearm and traveled 30 miles with it across to another state where it was also illegal to have that firearm. And you calling this man a hero. This, all that led to the NBA saying, you know what? The players said, you know what? We're good. We are good. Like, this is disgusting. We had 2 days of talks. Michael Jordan had to get involved. A lot of BS, a lot of drama, a lot of things to take away from it. And yet, they went back to play. And so we finished out a set of games over the weekend. And we're going to talk about those games. We're going to talk. Well, let me say the games. We're going to talk about the series. Point blank, period. It's the Lakers finally closed out their series against the Blazers. The Blazers, without Damian Lillard, left the bubble in the middle of all this drama because of knee issues. It said that there was some possible significant damage to his knee. But Melo and LeBron had a hell of a game going against each other. If this was Carmelo Anthony's last playoff run, then I salute this man. This man, they called this man unable to play. They called this man, they said that he was unable to be the Melo of old. And I don't think anybody would have wanted to ask him to be the Melo of old. We knew that Carmelo Anthony was not a superstar. However, Carmelo Anthony had a ton of gas in the tank. It was all gas, no brakes for Carmelo Anthony. He was the focal point, and him and LeBron had a duel to end all duels. While LeBron did, Carmelo's not a defensive dude, so it's not one of those things where we knew he was going to stop LeBron. However, at some point, the offensive game on there was just brilliant. But that's not to take away anything from the Los Angeles Lakers. With the Blazers without Lillard is bad. It wasn't going to go well because you're losing about maybe 30, 40 points to cover that. So it was kind of a foregone conclusion. But I was glad to have seen Carmelo and LeBron do their thing one last time. It was beautiful. Like two claps for Carmelo. I hope that this isn't the end of Carmelo Anthony. I hope that maybe some team, a playoff contender, maybe in the East, maybe Brooklyn, Melo coming off the bench, you know, says, you know what? Or maybe even Portland again. Portland at full strength. If Lillard comes back for a run, Portland at full strength, maybe fill out a couple of the bench things. Portland might have something. They came on way too late, but listen, they gave LA the business. Like I said, I thought it was going to go to 7. It went to 5. It is what it is. I was wrong on that one, but it was something special. It was something special indeed. I just wish that Dame Lillard could have probably came in and extended that son of a gun to 7. We just recently finished out the Magic game, Magic and Bucks. Bucks took out the Magic on to the next one. I didn't think Orlando was going to last 4 games, but they won one. And I was completely wrong about that. And I will accept responsibility. But, yeah, it's all bad. It's all bad. But the Bucks are looking good, but they're not looking great. They're looking good. They're not looking great. One time for the one time, they're looking good, but they're not looking great. They showed a little bit of vulnerability. They showed that if Giannis, they showed that team basketball is team basketball. If you don't function as a team, guess what, Buckaroo? You're not probably going to get far. We saw the Nuggets and the Jazz. The Nuggets and the Jazz is now going to 7. The Jazz were up 3-1 at some point. The Nuggets came back. And it looks like they're on a roll. The Nuggets have finally found their stride, the same stride that I said that they had all this time. I said that this was probably going to go to 6, but now it's going to 7. Jokic could show up. Jamal Murray showed up. They're finally not leaning on Michael Porter Jr. And I said this. My worry is that they were trying to make Michael Porter Jr. a star. And it's not like Michael Porter Jr. isn't a star. I don't want to say that. Michael Porter Jr. is a great player. However, being a great player in the bubble season and being a great player in the bubble playoffs is two different things. My man's only had 2 points but 12 rebounds in this last game. This was Nugget season. Listen, this is how it went down. Jamal dropped 50, and it took all 50 of them points for Denver to win. Jokic had 22 with 7 of 15 shooting, but he only had 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 22 points, and this is the problem. This is a huge problem because, listen, Rudy Gobert is out-rebounding him. Donovan Mitchell is out-rebounding him. Mike Conley is out-rebounding him. How do you have a center as talented as Jokic? Basically, to me, he degraded from the bubble. A lot of these players degraded from the bubble. I don't like how this goes. I don't like how, listen. This, whoever wins this has to play the Clippers. And I'm looking at this, and it's looking to me like it's all bad. And we're going to get to the Clippers Mavericks in a second. I know that we talked about that, but this is bad. Whoever wins this, the Clippers are going to school. I talked about this even with the Mavs. The Clippers are going to school. So let's talk about the Clippers a second. The Clippers finally put away the Mavericks. Marcus Morris doing a little bit of cheating over the last couple games. I'm gonna tell it like it is. Marcus Morris, one of the dirtiest players I've ever seen in my entire life. The fact that you want to sit here and step on a man's hurt ankle, bad ankle, it's not like it hasn't been done. Your brother Keith did some of the dirtiest shit too. Marcus Morris wants this championship so bad that he wants to sit there and cheat, step on people's, you know, feet, ankles, get in the scuffles, get in the fights. I think he probably tried to get Luka Doncic intentionally ejected from the game by starting a little fight. The refs weren't having none of it. They said, "We know what you're doing, Marcus. We seen your bullshit. Enough is enough for your bullshit." Because, you know, if Luka gets on fire, the Clippers cannot beat the Dallas Mavericks. So you do what you do. At the end of the day, they try to do the comeback. Kawhi is Kawhi Leonard, and he Kawhi Leonard the shit out of the Mavericks. That's what it is. He shows why in crunch time and clutch time, nobody is better than Kawhi Leonard, which is why when we get to this playoff match, whoever decides to win, somebody's getting stomped, and it's probably going to be whoever, Utah or Denver, whoever decides to win game 7. You're just getting stomped. It's probably going to be 4-0, 4-1. Maybe they'll still win. And it's not just because the Clippers are a better team than whoever they got to play next. It's really because that those same performances that you get out of Jokic or those 50-point performances that you get out of Donovan Mitchell or Jamal Murray, that's not going to happen against LA. Those two teams are not as good. And I'm sorry, that may make some Nugget fans a little bit upset. It may make some Jazz fans a little bit upset, but you knew what you were getting into. Your team's just not that good. I'm sorry. They're not. It's fine, though. It's fine. The reality of the situation, though, is that there's always next year. The game changes next year. And then you just rebuild and we come back. So now, let's get over to the Eastern Conference. Before we do that, we got a game 6, y'all, tonight. And then a game 1. Let's talk about the game 6 before we talk about the game 1. So we got a game 6, the Rockets versus the Thunder. Game 6, Russell Westbrook is back. This was a game changer. We all said that I didn't think Russell Westbrook was going to be back in this series. He came back for game 5 and absolutely dominated. Now, we're at a cusp. We're at a point where, yo, the things might just be... This just might be the end of the Oklahoma City Thunder's run. Having to deal with Westbrook and Harden at the same time. See, Chris Paul and James Harden with an excellent offensive versus defensive matchup. Westbrook, on the other hand, when he comes in the game, it's a wrap. It's a done deal. There's nobody better than Westbrook at that second scorer position. He was the second scorer when it was him and Durant. He's now the second scorer when it's him and Harden. There's nobody better. I'm sorry. There isn't. Y'all can sit here and get mad if you want to, but the reality of the situation is when it comes to second scores, second options, it's nobody better than Westbrook. There's plenty of options better when he's the first option because he's the stat hog. But as a second option, and they are about – I think they're going to win this series, and they are about to give the Lakers fits. Now, I'm not saying that the Lakers aren't going to win because Anthony Davis is about to drop triple-doubles for the whole entire fucking season. I mean, whole entire playoff series, sorry. The Rockets have problems with centers and power forwards. If LeBron and AD play power forward and center, it's a wrap. Like, power forward and center, like, they do that, it's a wrap. It's done. Bring in Caruso, who's an excellent defensive point guard, and him trying to get against Harden is going to be fun because they're both shifty. That should be an interesting series. I want that series. However, if somehow the Oklahoma City Thunder figure this thing out, then what are we going to do? What are we going to do now? I don't, yo. The Thunder are sneaky good. They're not good. They're sneaky good. They might steal a few, and you're going to get pissed off. But I honestly think this is a wrap. I think this is a wrap for the Thunder. There's no way they're going to be able to stop Westbrook and defend against them. It's what it is. So I guess now we got to go into the semifinals. Let's talk about the semifinals in the East because that's already ready to go. The West is still being decided. But in the East, we got two major, major games. We have the Miami Heat, one of my favorite teams, taking their talents and dealing with the Bucks. The Bucks, Chile, let me tell you. The Bucks, I don't think, are deep enough to contend with Miami. This one might be upset city. They're going to frustrate Giannis. They're going to piss off a few people, and it's going to be upset city. I really think that Miami can beat Milwaukee in 6 games. I think Miami's built to do this. If you have to ask anybody, of course, the Bucks are going to be favorites, but I think that Miami is built to win this series. Jimmy Butler is playing like 100%, and if Miami stays healthy throughout the series, this is Miami's series to lose. I don't really think the Bucks are in a good position right now. They've shown some holes. Dealing with Orlando, who is not that talented of a team. I'm sorry, they're not. And they lost the game because the rest of the Bucks didn't show up. They thought they were going to steamroll. Miami's going to give them defensive fits. Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, Andre Iguodala, Bam Adebayo, them boys are going to give him fits. It's done. I don't see any of that. Any of this is not looking good for Milwaukee. And the fact that there's no travel advantage, I think Miami can steal this one. Mark my words, if it happens, you heard it here first on the Overtime Sports Show. So then let's finally get to the we already had a game one of this series, which was the Toronto Raptors going against the Boston Celtics. I thought these are literally the two deepest teams in the NBA right now. I thought it'd be much more of a competitive matchup. Now there were a bunch of fouls. They called 8,007 minutes against Toronto. The refs are involved. The shit's not looking good. I'm not happy about this. I'm not saying that the Celtics aren't talented, but they got a little push at the beginning of the game, and they did not let up from there after that. It is what it is. So I don't know. That's something that we got to see. The Celtics took game one. Tatum had a good game. Brown had a good game. Kemba had a good game. It was exactly what I've been telling you. The two deepest teams in the NBA, something's got to give. And if their starters outperform Toronto starters, I think this is going to be a wrap. It's going to be real interesting. All right. So, last part of the show. This is, of course, this is going to the podcast as well. This is the third to last episode of season three. We still got the NFL previews that we're dropping all this week. So we're getting to a point where season four is just around the corner. There's been some technological changes, some advancements, if you will. And I think the plan, what we're going to do with season four, we're switching to a whole new recording format. We got some things in the works. The Facebook shows will be live. The YouTube shows will not, because of the way that this technology that we have is working. However, the shows are going to be in super high quality, super high quality. And I'm excited about this new change, this new venture, the new thing that we're doing on the Overtime Sports Show. I said that season four is going to be the biggest, and the most fun season that we've ever had in a while. We're going to have some things. We're going to be able to have highlights on the show. We're going to be able to do a little bit of things here. Make things happen. So stay tuned for that. But until then, make sure you check out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We are dropping the NFL preview shows for the last three divisions, the NFC East, AFC West, NFC West. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on the podcast. The NFC East show should already been dropped today by 10 o'clock. This show is going to drop on the podcast at noon. So if you're listening now, you've already made it to the end. Congratulations. I haven't bored you to death. But definitely check us out on Facebook on Sinful Black TV, YouTube, Sinful Black TV. I appreciate y'all. And yeah, that's it. So until next time, it's your boys, Hollywood J. Black. We out this thing. Deuces.